say we could do this every week, but that would mean we'd have to lose a member of our family every week. And this is a tough situation for many of us. We truly are a family, and we have an integral member of our family who's heading in a different direction, but hopefully will stay within reach. Alice, I'm searching the room, and I'm looking for you. Alice, can you come up while I'm talking, please? Alice, I understand you've brought some family. Bob, come on up, too. Alice, come on up here. Alice. You know, the thing about Alice that I have learned is she must wake up in the morning with a smile on her face, and she leaves that smile on her face the whole day long. But it is contagious, is it not? It is contagious, because whenever I see her, I can't help but smile. This morning, your duet with Patty, you know, just another example of how you have blessed our church tremendously, and we thank you for that.
Well, thank
yes.
You.
Yes. Now, I know you have a serious motivating factor here for the move, Bob has. And if you would, I understand, so you have family here in attendance. If you could help us out by calling them out.
I will. What a pleasure. Well, of course, this is my family as well. But I would like to introduce you to probably the youngest member of our family. This is Sophia Grace. Sophia Grace. She is 2.5 years old, going on to be 20, I think. But yes, and she's one of the motivating factors, like you were saying, Mark. So excited to have my uncle, Charlie Ruth, and my aunt, Mary Ruth. They came from Greensboro today, and we'll be living just maybe about 3 miles from then once we settle into Greensboro. We're so excited. My Aunt Mary is my dad has passed away about 4 years ago, but she is one of the triplets, she and my Aunt Marion, who couldn't be here, but very, very special in my life. And Jack Summers over here, who is Uncle Charlie's nephew, so I consider you my brother too, you know. So glad to have you coming from High Point. Thank you. And then over here, Ben, my son, and daughter-in-law Jennifer, or Jen, as we like to call her. They are the ones who live in Greensboro. And I'm so excited that my brother Roger, over to her left, could come over from Winston-Salem. Roger Kirkman, thank you for coming. My only sibling. So I'm just thrilled that you all could be here too, and that we could all be together. And oh my goodness, I'm really thinking maybe I don't want to retire now, because this is gonna I'm gonna miss you all so terribly. This is wow. I mean, just each person here has a special memory for me, and I'm just blessed to have that in my heart. I hold you all in my heart. And if I say too much more, I'll probably cry. So just know that you all are so special and loved, and I'm very, very blessed to have known you and will continue to know you. And just know that I'm going to be with Sophia Grace a lot of the time now.
So while you're giving Sophia a little hug, it is amazing to me that Alice has actually agreed to bless us with her voice yet again. And so she's going to do that. My wife called this like singing at your own wedding. but more power to you there. And then the Femme Fort is going to join us afterwards, and then we'll have a presentation to follow. So, Alice?
Right, I just got to get my words.
Okay yes, please.
Talk a little bit more.
Yes, I know we've got many stories to share from Alice. It's always great to have her. We tried to get her and Bob to join our Sunday school class. Now, Bob, I know, is already a member of Faith and Freedom, and so we couldn't steal them away. And Alice is always so busy that it's hard for her to devote consistent time. But she has been a sort of a proxy member to our Sunday school class. We've always felt close to her. And personally, I've always felt your guidance and leadership in the adult ministry, and it's helped me tremendously.
Mark, I feel like I'm a member of about 22 Sunday school classes. So that's been the blessing for me, is to be a member of so many. But thank you for inviting me into those classes. I have enjoyed that whenever I've gotten a chance to do that. But yes, I have a song that I'm so excited that Mark Easley was the one who came up with this great idea. And I'll just come on up to the little microphone up there. Does that sound good?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, maybe I'll come up that way.
And while you're coming up, we got a little special surprise here. Number one, Yeah, so a few years ago, I think it was 2011, Alice came to me and she says, you know what, I've got an idea for a video and some music. And I wrote some lyrics to an old song I used to know. And, well, and off she went. You know the creative side of Reverend Alice once she gets going. So we're going to play that video real quick for you first before she sings.
Oh, okay.
And it's called See How They Love. It's got photos and stuff from Lori and a lot of other people around the church. Music was put together by the CFX band, and you'll hear Alice and Jeff Warren doing their best imitation of the Beatles here. But listen to those lyrics that Alice wrote. That's really the highlight, if you ask me.
First church carry GPS your theme. Wonder how you manage to connect the dream. Worship Sunday mornings, small groups during Lent. Tell the world Jesus Christ was heaven sent. Follow Jesus is the daily motto. Lift up the lost is what we pledge to do. Friends in Christ is what we're always making. See how they love. First Church Carry, celebrate God's best. Care for one another as we feed the rest. Trusting God, we manage to make ends meet.